My name is Martin Abongay, and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abongay. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to a new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 145 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys. Hope you guys had a good day today. My day was long. It was a long day. When I say long, it's just I was busy doing stuff. But you know, good stuff, bad stuff, and stuff. But well, I was pretty busy, and I realized that now it's almost midnight when I'm doing my my episode. But I did get some really cool stuff done. Okay. So I actually wanted to talk to you about one of those things, and for that I want to take you down memory lane a little bit and remind you of a story. Well, maybe you guys, if you've been following me for a while, then you heard the story. If you're just discovering this podcast, then you don't necessarily know it. So back in the days, I had a business where it was an agency, right? And we had a business model where a client was asking for a website, for example, for $1,000. And then we weren't the ones actually doing the website, building it. And we had an outsourcer who was actually doing it for us for, let's say, $400 or something, right? So the profit was $600. And, still you had to talk to, the client and all that kind of stuff and manage everything, you know? That was the first business actually that completely failed. It bombed, it really bombed. But because of that bomb, this is why I'm here today, right? It's because I realized that, in that company, the problem was that I had no idea what the clients wanted because I didn't know the first thing about HTML and all that, mumbo jumbo and jargon and stuff. So when the client was asking something, for me, it was like ancient Greek. I had no idea what the client wanted. And then because I it was the agency model. So I basically had to go and transcribe that to a developer. Obviously, if I'm trying to transcribe something I don't understand to a developer, it's not going to work. They're not going to like it. So they're like, dude, it doesn't make any sense. You need to go back to the client. So I look like an idiot going back to the client and asking them to kind of repeat everything all the time, So I looked really bad. And I realized that, the problem in that company was that I was the bottleneck, that the problem was me, okay? And then this is when I started organizing my, everything I do around the concept that I don't want to do it. I want someone else to do it. And here in this case, I made sure that these people could talk to one another, safely. And, so they could speak ancient Greek or whatever language it is that HTML is, and they didn't need me. Okay. So this is how I actually got started in the entrepreneur, in what I'm doing today. So if you see how my business and my life is structured today, it's the result of this huge bomb that I got in the face and I had to figure out how to solve it, okay? So, that was when was that again? Oh, it was ages ago. It was 10 years ago, something like this. Yeah, 10 years ago, something like that, And then, you know, I structured my company, I started doing a lot of things and stuff, and evolved to a point where, you know, as you know, if you guys have been following me, I don't have any operational involvement in stuff, you know. I make sure that all the operational stuff is done by someone else, or a system, automated or outsourced, which means that I don't have to do it, and I can just go out and enjoy life if I want to, but, you know, I usually stay, you know, and learn some more stuff and just enjoy my life, just do whatever it is that I want to do, okay? I don't have any obligations or something every day, like, oh, I have this meeting, I have this, I have that. No, I don't have any of that, right? But here's something that I realized is, in the processes that I put in place in the company, here's what I do. So while we have some projects running, you know, people are actually taking care of that for, you know, in the company. They do all the operational stuff. It's running really well. Well, while they're doing this, then I have 24 hours to go out and hunt for something else that could be interesting. So what I do is I go and study it like, you know, for like I want to know everything about it. And then I will test it myself for quite some time. And then afterwards, I come up with a plan, a process, and then I give it to the teams, right? And this is how it's been working, you know, for the last, I don't know, 7 years, something like that, with a few exceptions, you know, where I go, I get all the knowledge, and then I take that knowledge and I will, you know, train the teams to go out and do it, okay? But the one problem of this is, you know, as good as it is, because it works, right? It works really well. There is one problem that I see, you know, that will manifest in two ways, right? And the problem is that the information is centralized. It's way too centralized. I'm the bottleneck, right? I know way too much stuff, okay, that the other ones don't necessarily know. So the thing is, the way I like to do it is that I make it as easy as possible for anybody who doesn't know the first thing about anything to be able to do the task, right? Which means that they don't necessarily have to go and learn all the specifics about this, about that, and blah, 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 and you know, learn the technicalities and stuff. They have a plan that they just execute, you know? And obviously I tell them, well, you can, you know, if this happens, then you can do this, you can do that, be creative sometimes and stuff. But they have something which is like a bunch of steps, it's a process, go do this, do this, do this, do this, right? Which is pretty cool, which means that once I've done that, then everything's taken care of, I don't have to do it, right? But yeah, here's the problem is, you know, I'm the only one who knows the technicalities and all that kind of stuff. So if there is like a serious problem or something like this, I somehow need to get involved. Not in everything, right? Because I do have specialists for, like, for example, for my email servers, I have a system admin. I have, you know, some people in the team are really good at like HTML and WordPress. So like all the websites and stuff, they take care of it, right? So I do have specialists like this. But for other stuff, the information is centralized. So it's centralized in my head, right? So one thing that I realized and one thing that I did today is that there's this really cool project that I want to start. It's so promising. It's so huge. It's really cool. I purchased a tool that will allow me to do this. Okay. But the problem, and, you know, and what I know, I forgot to tell you about the second aspect. So the first aspect that I told you that as a problem is that because the information is centralized in my head, then I will need at some point, you know, it's not good because at some point I might need to get involved in stuff. But the other problem that I could see is, and it's tied to what I'm going to say now, is what I did today is I got someone in my team that I trust, has demonstrated that she is really good at what she does. She's very good. And I said, look, here's the thing. Now, here's the plan. This is what I want to do, okay? So here's the strategy, here's the vision, this is where I want to go. And now, this is your baby, okay? It's your baby, which means that you become my boss on this project. On this project, you are my boss, all right? I'm not your boss anymore. You are my boss. All right, me, I'm your help. That's all I am on this project. I'm your help. So you will take responsibility for the whole thing. You will go through the training. All right, you will learn everything there is to know about it, and you'll be the expert in there. You will know way more than I know about it. Me, I'm just here as a support. If, you know, at some point, I don't know, they say we need a server, we need this, you know, some technical setup or something that we need, then I can get the system admin to do it and all that kind of stuff. But now you are the boss, all right? If you need something, just boss me around, tell me, okay, in order to make this happen, this is what I need, and I'm here to provide you with the resources, all right? And this solves my second problem, well, not really a problem, I think, no, it could be a problem, is this, is what I've always, you know, if you don't show your team that you trust them, right, that they, that they're valued, and that they have all your, you know, like that, your green light to go do stuff, and they're just executing stuff. They don't necessarily know why, and they don't see. There's not a like a career path, and there's not that learning experience and stuff. They're gonna get bored, and they don't. They will feel underappreciated. Where here in this case, because I do appreciate her a lot, you know, for everything she does in the company, I want her to have her baby, right? That baby, well, not if, like a physical baby or something, you know, but the project, right? And this with this project, managing this project, because she will have resources for that project. I will be one of those resources, but she will have a designer who's going to work, and she's basically going to tell the designer, okay, this is what we need to do and stuff. Being able to train the designer and give him directives, being able to go through the training, because the tool is awesome, but the training for that tool is like a full-blown training on itself, which means that if I were the one to do this, because I'm doing 300 million things at the same time, it wouldn't be effective. I wouldn't do it, right? But now she's the boss on that, okay? And she will get so much more experience, so much more learning, and so much more confidence in herself and confidence in the fact that you know, I trust her, and you know, she's capable enough to manage those things, right? Because before, if you are the only one who has the knowledge and all that kind of stuff, it seems like all the projects that they're working on, yeah, I'm working on it, but I will never be able to build anything like this because, well, you built it and you know how to do it. It's easy for you and blah, blah, blah. And I want to show her that, look, you can actually do it. Go, you know, Mia, just go through the trainings and then I implement stuff, right? And you'll be able to do the same thing. And right there and there, right then and there, then you'll have a lot of experience doing all these like high level stuff, managing teams and all that kind of stuff, building something. I trust you with the directions. So I said, this is the general direction. And then afterwards, you are the boss. And I told her specifically, you're my boss now. All right. So now I'm an employee. I'm a resource now on a project. And I'm very happy about it because this is actually a much better approach, I will say, for me down the road, for, you know, for two reasons. Obviously, one reason will be that, you know, if I have people who are specialized in this, they know these things in and out, I don't have to go and know it myself, you know? So it takes a lot off my plate, right? And the second thing, which is the most important, is that the people in my team, they will have their own stuff. They'll be able to create their own stuff. They'll have their own project. They'll have my full support. They'll get the learning experience, and they'll have the dedication. And because they only have to focus on this, it is actually going to work. Because if it's me and I have to, I have ideas left and right, man, and it's just going to be a whole lot better for everybody in the company, you know. So this is the way I want to start doing stuff for from now on, is basically, you know, instead of like using the format that I was using before, I mean, unless it's just like execution of like, oh, okay, do this, like, you know, creating campaigns and all that kind of stuff, you know, for that, you know, it's pretty easy. But other things like this, like a major project that requires like strategy, like strategic thinking and like planning and managing resources, I want someone to step up and do it, right? And not with the pressure of, oh, do this, otherwise you're fired or something. No, it's like, look, you're the boss, I follow you, okay? And I'm your help, and I can be your advisor. If you need my advice on something and you wanna know, you know, maybe I can help on something like that, that's my role. But other than that, do your stuff, right? And it could be that we find something really cool that I never would have thought of if it were me who was handling this. And this happened a lot with her, right? She is awesome. She's really awesome. I remember at some point we were doing videos and we were doing so inefficiently. It was ridiculous. And she came and she was like, dude, why don't you do it this way? And I was like, oh, yeah. And it was 100 times easier, right? So because you might think that, the boss or something has everything figured out. No, it's just one way of seeing things. So she's been getting results for the business that are really out of this world. We just started something on another platform. It works like gangbusters. I've never seen this. Works like gangbusters. So yeah, it's gonna be epic. So from now on, if there's a project of magnitude, so you might tell me like, oh man, this is not new stuff. Big corporation do this. Yeah, big corporation do this because they have this like hierarchy where you have like senior manager, vice president of this and vice president of that and blah blah blah, and director of this of the lateral department, doors 17. Yeah, then in this case, yeah, you can tell the manager of this or the director of this department to go do this. But I mean, it's a small company that I have. It's a small family, right? I don't have this structure. My structure is flat, right? In the business, my structure is flat. I don't want anybody to be above anybody. I'm not above anybody in the company. And I want people, I want allies, right? I don't want followers or subordinates and stuff. I want allies. And I'll be able to empower those allies right now. Next time I have something that's really cool, I will give it to one person saying, hey, I know you can do this. I trust you with this. Let's do this, all right? It's your baby, make it happen. And then I'll be your help. And then next thing you know, for me, it's still the same thing because I don't have to do it. But for them, it's 100 times better because they learn so much and they have skills afterwards that they can leverage for the rest of their lives, right? So that's pretty much some big realization that I had kind of like today. And this is where I want to go afterwards. I already did this for two projects before. One was involved, two of them involved social media. It was one for Quora and the other one for like YouTube. And it's awesome because I don't know the first thing about YouTube and everything. I don't need to know. I have people now who know, that's their job to know that stuff. In a small company where we don't have millions of employees, right? Because it is possible to do it in a bigger corporation when you have 50 employees. It's possible to do this, but in this kind of setup, it's a little bit harder to pull it off. And I'm very, very happy about what I did today. And this is the direction where I'm going, but I'm repeating myself right now. So that's pretty much it for today, guys. And I will see you in the next episode. Bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff and the more they'll show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day and it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast, but you can also give me some suggestions about subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.